listening to The Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Pete McMurray's here. His show's preempted again tonight, so he's got nothing to do, so he's stalking me. But I'm glad you're here because the great Swoozy Kurtz is standing by, and we're both big fans. Thanks for being so patient, and congratulations on your book, Part Swan, Part Goose, out and available everywhere. How are you?
Excellent. How are you doing?
We're doing great. I'm a big fan, and we're just sitting around just talking about the 9 million shows you've done.
Oh, my God. I know. You'd think I was 95, right?
No, not at all. And by the way, still smoking hot.
Hey, yeah. I love this interview.
It's really going well for both of us. Hey, you know, one of the ways you can tell that people that, you know, we all care about you is the amount of time they put into your book slug. So, yeah, look, Tom Brokaw, Carol Burnett, and Melissa McCarthy all raving about your new book. That's got to make you feel pretty happy.
Oh, my God, yes. And Warren Buffett. I mean, it's just what a collection of people to endorse my book. I'm beyond thrilled and humbled.
Well, Swoozy, I got to tell you that I love you, and I think I thought you were great in the Showtime series Huff, which didn't get enough credit. I think you're great in.
Thank you for that, Steve. I thought that was an amazing show.
I think you're great in Mike and Molly, but you got your start early on with Carol Burnett, who I just absolutely adore. Can you talk about that?
Well, I'd actually been acting for quite a while when I got that, but they wrote me this beautiful script. It was just like a perfect script when I got it. You know, most scripts you have to rework and everything. And the part of this, Carol and I have a reunion, a high school reunion. But she had a sex change, and we had been this big item on campus. She had been the football quarterback, the star quarterback. And she now shows up at the reunion as Carol Burnett, and I'm all bitter. I'm kind of trailer trashy, you know, smoking, drinking girl, and I'm all bitter about, you know, her leaving town, so him leaving town suddenly, and she says, well, you don't understand. I was two different people back then, and I say, well, one of them should have called. It's a great script.
She is fantastic. We were talking about, like we said, the 97 shows, but Mike and Molly in particular, I mean, I don't know. You get a little wild there, Swoozy. You're getting out a little bit.
I have never played a character like this. I mean, Joyce really redefines the mother prototype on TV. I've never seen a mother like her. She's naughty and bawdy, and she just tickles my sexual funny bone. She is.
You got to pay for that in a lot of places, Pete.
I know, and I get it for free every week. She. We're getting a little naughty here ourselves, aren't we? Mm-hmm. She's really one of a kind. I cannot believe the things that come out of her mouth. Things I would never have the courage to say. I would have my little Swoozy editor up there, you know, in my brain, not allowing me to say these things or even think them. And it's so liberating to play a character like this.
We were talking about sisters, too, and on and on and on. And, you know, it's amazing for a woman of 27 that you have done all these things.
Well, it is. It was all in a very short time.
Now, you guys. Now, part of the book, and we can't do it justice here, but part of the book is devoted to your parents and the amazing relationship that you have with your parents. Your dad was a World War II veteran and a record number of missions on a plane that probably shouldn't even have been in the air, and was mm-hmm. a diving medalist, and your mom is still with you, so you got another Mother's Day coming up. Just a couple of minutes on your mom and dad and that part of it.
Well, they were really two icons of the greatest generation. My dad did all of those things you just said, and my mom wrote this book that was published in 1945, which I have excerpted throughout my book. And I was an only child, and that was a very wanted child. They tried for a long time to get pregnant. And so I was kind of, you know, the second coming, and we were three people bound inextricably together, so incredibly close. I've always been madly in love with them. We were a unit, you know, and my dad died in 1996. But my mom is 98 and a half, and she lives with me today.
Wow.
My choice, because we're just joined at the heart. We always have been. And she's always been my best pal. And, you know, she's had a decline in the last 7 years, and I've been on this incredible journey with her. It's been really the greatest full circle blessing of my life to care for her in these years. But it's been harrowing and frightening and confusing and miraculous. There's no handbook for it. And so many people out there are going through this, and I hope that the book in some way will be a lighthouse for people to make them feel not so alone, because it can be a very isolating journey.
We only got like a minute here, Pete, but jump in.
Swoozy, can you tell everybody how you got your first name?
Yes, I was named after this B-17 airplane that my father flew in the war, which became pretty legendary because it survived the war. It was in the Smithsonian for years. It was named the Swoos because it was made up of original parts and parts of other planes. And there was a song out about this hybrid funny-looking bird called the Swoos, half swan, half goose. So this plane was a big deal in their lives, and they named me after it.
Well, but here's the thing. As an actress, especially when you're starting out, what do you want to be? You want to be memorable.
Right.
So your talent can take you a certain place, but a name like that, people are going to go, well, let's get Swoozy.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. They mispronounce it, they mangle it, but they don't forget it.
I know you got to run and talk to some people that aren't as much fun as us, but I hope you have a great weekend, and happy Mother's Day to your mom as well.
Thank you so much, you guys. Have a good one.
There you go. That's Swoozy Kurtz. And again, the book is out and available everywhere, Part Swan, Part Goose. Get two copies because you're careless, you'll lose one.